On the liturgical calendar of the Church, as we come to our celebration of the Feast of Pentecost, we take note of the fact that in the calendar year for the liturgy in the Roman Catholic Church, there are only two occasions when, as a part of the liturgy of the Word, there is included a sequence prayer or song. Only twice, because of the significance of the feasts. One being the feast of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ, and the other being the feast of Pentecost. We recall that during Jesus' public ministry, and in his dialogues toward the end of his mission of sacrifice, he begins to make mention to his closest followers that he will be going away. He says, "Now you see me, and in a little while you will not see me. But I will not leave you alone. I will not leave you orphaned. I will send you an advocate, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, to be with you for all days, even unto the consummation of the world." More than once, Jesus makes that promise that will bring to fulfillment, as we refer to it in theology, that recapitulation which is accomplished by the sacrificial ministry of the incarnate Word, the Son of God. "I will not leave you orphaned." And he says, "I will leave you an advocate, a helper that will provide for you." We refer to the Holy Spirit as it proceeds from the Father and the Son. We refer to a dynamic power, to an energy, a strength that enlivens the individual person, beginning from the time of baptism and throughout life as a Christian person. "I will empower you." Now, as we reflect upon the readings are offered for the Feast of Pentecost, they are meditations on the Holy Spirit. One, from St. Paul's letter, refers to the variety of gifts that there are in the Spirit. There are many and varied gifts. There are individual gifts. The gifts of the Holy Spirit given to each individual person to energize and to enliven that person in terms of doing God's work. Many gifts in the Spirit, the same Spirit, but energizing, enlivening, empowering each person to do God's work. Now, each person has a particular mission or ministry. Each person is to contribute to building up the kingdom of God here on earth. Each person has a different mission, a different ministry. Oftentimes, I think it's possible for an individual to think of their daily life, no matter what their occupation or profession, they think of it as ordinary, normal, nothing unusual. But in point of fact, in the work of building up the kingdom of God, there is a unique contribution that is to be made by each individual person. No matter what the particular professional calling, no matter what the occupation, is that the gifts that are given are sufficient unto each individual person's responsibility to make God present in the world, to make God visible. We say our God is a God of infinite love and boundless mercy. And no matter what our particular calling or profession or occupation, in that which we do in the course of everyday life, there is a responsibility to make God present. And that mission and ministry of making God present is a participation in building up the kingdom of God. So there are many, many gifts, and not the same for any two people. The question is, how do we apply the gifts that are ours? Now, Jesus comes in a post-resurrection appearance to his apostles. Prior to the descent of the Holy Spirit, but he comes with a greeting of peace, not just once, but more than once. And it is not a peace that means an absence of conflict, but rather it is a peace. It is a status, it is a condition of harmony, of the serenity that comes from being followers of Christ, from accepting our role and responsibility at building up the kingdom of God, and being confident that all that we need to do in completing our mission and ministry will be supported by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And that is why in our celebration of the sacrament of confirmation for a reinforcement of the gifts of the Holy Spirit already indwelling in the individual Christian person by baptism, but in confirmation, there is that ritual sacramental anointing with the sacred chrism that says to the individual candidate, be sealed with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That is, be marked, be signed, be identifiable in a particular way. That just as you were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit at confirmation, you are marked in a particular way by a personal choice to be identified as an adult Catholic Christian who is going to use the gifts that are afforded by God's grace, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and those gifts that will allow us to assume our particular role in the building up of the kingdom of God, which is summarized in the few words which we heard in the responsorial psalm this morning as we repeated several times in song, Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Renovabis faciem terrae. Renew the face of the earth. All that marks negatively, all that stains the face of the earth, all that is contrary to God's love and God's rule of peace can be renewed by the participation of each individual person living according to the unique gifts energized by the Holy Spirit. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. And the degree to which there is still lacking in building up the kingdom of God here on earth, that need and that want relates directly to failure. To our failure to be fully animated by the power of God's grace and the Holy Spirit. And while we lament the condition of the world around us, and we say we can't understand what is happening to the world, and the world we're referring to is made up of people, and the behavior of people, and the lapses of people, the failures of people. We have to say with all our hearts that prayer, Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth, and continue that prayer with a pledge that I will do my part to renew the face of the earth. I will do my part to make God present, to make God visible, to let others know about God's infinite love and boundless mercy. God bless you.